Welcome back to Through the Word, Exodus 28 today. And this one is all about clothing design. So Peyton, what's the latest trend? What's new in ephods?
Well, first off, nothing is new in ephods. Nothing is ever new in ephods. But here in chapter 28, there is something new for the Israelites. God delivers specific instructions for the robes and garments that the priests will wear whenever they serve God in the tabernacle. Why the special attire for the priests? Let's dive in and find out at verse 2. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron to give him dignity and honor. Tell all the skilled workers to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration so he may serve me as a priest. These are the garments they are to make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so they may serve me as priests. Have them use gold, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen.
So why are the high priest's garments so important? Well, Israel is to be a theocracy, not a monarchy. God is their leader, and the high priest represents God to the people. Now, the priests do not get the palace or riches that come with monarchy, and no portion in the land. But God does command special attire for the high priest as a sign of his authority, as it says in verse 2, to give him dignity and honor.
And the high priest's garments are similar to the tabernacle in both color and material. His garments reflect the holiness of the place he's called to minister in. Thus, in his service, he becomes the focus of God's presence for the people of God, a sort of mini tabernacle.
Also keep in mind that our great high priest is Jesus. He connects us to God and is for us the presence of God. We'll dig into that more later, but for now, it makes sense that there is a clear connection between the tabernacle and the high priest, because they both point us to Jesus and to God's presence. The first article of clothing is called an ephod. Verse 6, make the ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen, the work of skilled hands. It is to have two shoulder pieces attached to two of its corners, so it can be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband is to be like it, of one piece with the ephod, and made with gold, and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen.
Imagine an apron-like garment covering thigh to shoulder. Most ephods mentioned in Scripture are plain linen aprons, but this impressive, elaborate ephod is made of gold and colorful yarn and fine linen. It is to be worn over the robe and is much more than just a beautiful garment. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel in the order of their birth, six names on one stone and the remaining six on the other. Engrave the names of the sons of Israel on the two stones the way a gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in gold filigree settings and fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names on his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord.
So the ephod has front and back portions, and they are held together by shoulder pieces and with a waistband, all woven together. Each shoulder piece has a black and white layered stone, onyx, engraved with the names of the 12 tribes, in a way so that the white layers will stand out in sharp contrast to the black stone. As the high priest wears these two stones, it is a reminder to him and to the nation that he bears the weight of the entire nation on his shoulders before the Lord. Look left, look right, there they are. Take a moment, try it yourself. Look at each of your shoulders and imagine a heavy stone there, engraved with the names of all the people whom God has entrusted to your care and concern. And the high priest bears those stones every day.
The next article of clothing is the breastplate, made of the same material as the ephod. It's basically a square fabric pouch attached to the front of the ephod over the chest. There are 12 precious stones set into the breastplate, each engraved with the name of one of the tribes of Israel. Not only does a high priest carry the weight of the entire nation on his shoulders, he is to carry each tribe individually close to his heart.
The breastplate has a secondary purpose as well. Look at verse 29. Whenever Aaron enters the holy place, he will bear the names of the sons of Israel over his heart on the breastpiece of decision as a continuing memorial before the Lord. Also, put the Urim and the Thummim in the breastpiece so they may be over Aaron's heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. Thus Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. So inside the breastplate are the Urim and Thummim. What are these things? We aren't exactly sure. What we do know is they are to be used by the high priest in some way to hear from God as the means of making decisions for the Israelites. That's a big deal. So how do they work?
Most scholars believe they're basically a manner of casting lots. The priest asks a question of God, then reaches into the breastplate and pulls out a white or black stone. White represents yes, black represents no. That's a theory, but we really aren't sure. It's one of the cases where the Bible doesn't give as much explanation as we wish it would.
That's probably a good thing. If we had detail here, you know someone would copy it. And while it may sound tempting to just pick a rock and know God's answer, we have something better. The Spirit of God dwelling in us and the Word of God before us. Decisions are the building blocks of life. And God doesn't want us steering through life by pulling tokens out of an Othello game or rolling dice at every turn. He wants us to seek Him. The Spirit guides us, and He uses the Word to reveal God's will for us.
However, for the high priest in that time, Urim and Thummim are God's plan. But it's not about random chance. It's about seeking God's direction for every decision. And that remains the same for us today as it did then.
Three keys are listed about Urim and Thummim. They are for the people, kept over his heart, and before the Lord. When you lead, remember, make your decisions for the people you lead. Keep those people over your heart always, and make your decision before the Lord, in full view. He knows your motives and sees your actions. If that reality makes you feel uncomfortable, maybe reconsider your decision.
Moses is given some pretty detailed instructions for the ephod and breastplate, but there are other garments needed for the high priest. Verse 31, make the robe of the ephod entirely of blue cloth with an opening for the head in its center. There should be a woven edge like a collar around the opening so that it will not tear. Make pomegranates of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn around the hem of the robe with gold bells between them. The gold bells and the pomegranates are to alternate around the hem of the robe. Aaron must wear it when he ministers. The sound of the bells will be heard when he enters the holy place before the Lord and when he comes out so that he will not die.
The priest's robe has sewn onto the hem alternating bells and woven pomegranates. The pomegranates are symbols of abundance and beauty. The bells announce the presence of the priest in the holy place. He will make noise at every step. Does God need to hear the bells to know what Aaron is doing? No, but they will serve as a reminder to Aaron that God knows the work he is doing. Nothing is in secret. Aaron will hear every step that he takes, and it will remind him that every step is holy. Reverence is at the heart of every action in the tabernacle.
Aaron is also to wear a turban with a gold plate on it. Verse 36, make a plate of pure gold and engrave on it as a seal, holy to the Lord. Aaron wears his gold plate as a reminder that he is sacred, set apart for the Lord.
Stop there a moment. Holy to the Lord. That one little phrase says so much. Holy is a powerful word. Holy describes the nature of God. Set apart. And the Lord wants this seal placed upon the high priest for all to see. Holy to the Lord.
One interesting piece of clothing that's not mentioned here, footwear. No fancy shoes, sandals, or Doc Martens, Flojos, or Air Jordans for the high priest.
Back in Exodus 3, remember, the Lord told Moses to take off his sandals, for the ground before the burning bush was holy ground. It's likely that the high priest was to be barefoot, as a reminder that the work he did was holy work, and the ground he walked was holy ground.
Well, that's it for us today. Go read Exodus 28 for yourselves, and we'll be back here tomorrow for chapter 29 on Through the Word.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.